2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
The Sons of Liberty friends, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and you will see this posted. I'm going to bring you back to the old pass. 1967 versus 2013. I love the scenarios. These are scenarios, friends. Scenario 1, 1967, Jack goes quail hunting before school and then pulls into the school parking lot with his shotgun in his truck's gun rack. 1967, vice principal comes over, looks at Jack's shotgun, goes to his car and gets his shotgun to show Jack. 2013, though, school goes into lockdown. The FBI called Jack, hauled off to jail and never sees his truck or gun again. Counselors called in for traumatized students and teachers. Yeah. The only reason they'd be traumatized is because of what they've seen at the movie theater. Right. What the politicians allowed.
Freedom of speech.
Yeah, Hollywood to promote and educate their kids that it's okay to kill. And if that's not good, you can always go to the Supreme Court that says it's okay to kill, too.
Hey, video games.
Freedom of speech. That's right. I mean, JFK Reloaded. Just think, friends. It's freedom of speech, according to the Supreme Court of the United States, to teach kids how to shoot off the president's head and win $10,000. Yes, this is a fact. Let me go to the next scenario. Scenario 2, Johnny and Mark get into a fistfight after school. 1967, crowd gathers. Mark wins. Johnny and Mark shake hands and end up buddies. True that. But 2013, the police called and the SWAT team arrives. They arrest both Johnny and Mark. They are both charged with assault and both expelled, even though Johnny started it. Isn't it interesting, friends? People haven't figured this out, Jake. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, and I love this. I love this conversation. Folks, when you see crime reign, it's because the government's not doing their job.
Right.
Who's supposed to rein in crime? You understand? See, the American people, if they'd realize they don't have to put up with 10,000 man's commandments, if you'd just simply go back to God's 10 commandments, that would eradicate man's 10,000 commandments because now you're obeying God rather than man.
That's right. You just chop off, it's like a guy going out to cut down a tree in his front yard because it's sickly. Does he go out with pruning snips and start snipping off a branch one at a time? No, he goes right to the trunk of the tree, hacks it off, and then he chips out the roots and pulls it out.
So wait a second. So they teach the kid how to commit the crime.
Yes, they do.
Then they send in armed forces to control the people.
Right.
Then they point the finger at the gun as being bad.
That's right.
Exactly what you're seeing today. But in this case, folks, and today in 2013, in the scenario with this criminal administration, is they put the guns in the hands of the criminals.
True.
Advocating the crime, and then they send in the ATF, which is corrupt, and the FBI, which is somewhat corrupt, and other organizations. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
This is an interesting scenario.
Yes, it is.
It's an interesting paradigm because, let's just say 30 years ago, we didn't have ATF agents running guns down to Mexico, and if we did, had an attorney general been busted, he would have been... I don't want to use that term, but he would have been drug out in front of the American public, and he would have been prosecuted criminally.
Big time.
It wouldn't have just been impeachment.
Yeah.
So nowadays, you have an administration that's emboldened enough to cover for that DOJ. Why? Because he's guilty of the same crime. But you have, right now, people say, well, the government doesn't teach us how to use guns. Here's the government's job. It's to ensure our rights. How does it ensure our rights? By having strong law, law enforcement, where the rule of law reigns. You have peace, and you have freedom. You have an ebb and flow in society.
And to restrain from sin
is
the very purpose of government.
That's perfect.
Yes.
Because what is sin? Sin is wickedness. It's breaking God's law.
Yes.
Oh, God's involved in this? Yes, God created law.
Yeah, of course.
And government's job is to enforce the law. So guess what? Government is God's minister, as it says in Romans 13.
Yes.
To what? Execute justice upon those that do wickedness.
So that's not what my pastor said.
I suppose it's not.
Yes.
So when Hollywood would come out and endorse a film that promotes murder with no consequence.
Sure.
Hey, there's murder in the Bible, but there's consequence. Men learn from it and we move on. We understand judgment.
Yeah.
But in Hollywood, there's no consequence for it. As a matter of fact, it's glorified and glamorized.
Yeah, but let's keep this in mind and interject this as well. All the way up until 1968, friends, it was the church gleaning.
That's right.
And vetting the movies
sure.
before they would go to the people, right? And it was law in this country that if a crime was committed, that justice had to be brought upon the head of the criminal before the end of the movie.
That's right.
Well, the church gave that up. Guess
yes,
what?
They did.
They gave up the republic, too.
Yep. And then next comes the government. The government is supposed to...
And this is what they were working for anyways, corruption was.
Yes. And I'm not saying...
The mystery of iniquity.
The government is not to regulate business as such, but in this terms it is. It's supposed to regulate what is right and what is wrong, because that's a protection against society. So if Hollywood goes out and promotes murder, theft, etc. in movies, and there's no consequence for it, no justice being taught, then that would be the legislature's job, and each state legislature's job, to say, listen, industry cannot exist in our country that promotes these values because they destroy law.
Yeah.
So that's where it stops. So they may not teach, but now they condone it because they give them a pass, because a court says, or because the DOJ won't enforce certain laws.
The court disobeys the Constitution and says, and the American people act like it's law.
Yep.
It's null and void. Let me go to the next scenario. Scenario three. Jeffrey will not be still in class. He disrupts others. In that classroom, 1967, Jeffrey sent to the principal's office and given a good paddling by the principal. He then returns to class, sits still, and does not disrupt class again.
Lesson learned. I like that.
But 2013, this is what the American people have allotted. Jeffrey is given huge doses of dangerous psychotropic drugs called Ritalin. He becomes a zombie. He is then tested for ADD. The family gets extra money, SSI, from the government because Jeffrey now has a disability. Yeah, he has an obedience problem. Scenario four. Billy breaks a window in his neighbor's car and his dad gives him a whipping with his belt. 1967, Billy is more careful next time, grows up normal, goes to college, and becomes a successful businessman. 2013, though... Billy's dad is arrested for child abuse. Billy is removed to foster care and joins a gang. The state psychologist is told by Billy's sister that she remembers being abused herself, and there her dad goes to prison. Billy's mom has an affair with the psychologist. Huh.
I've got something to add to that.
Please.
One. Because of the paddling. I was born in Montana, Bozeman, and I went to school there. I don't remember the name of the school anymore, but it was elementary school. I remember, I think it was the first week I was in school. I threw a milk carton in the lunchroom. I don't know why I threw the milk carton. I don't think I was trying to be rebellious. But anyways, the monitor.
Because he threw you into a locker, that's why.
Well, at that
Come
particular
on,
time,
tell the
I
truth and shame the devil.
I wasn't getting thrown in lockers at that time yet. That was a little later on in my career. But in this particular instance, the monitor says, you go to the office. I was terrified, so I went to the office. There was a young man already waiting there. He had been sent there twice that year. The principal calls the parent on the phone, says, this is what's happening to such and such. I'm requesting your permission to give him the paddle.
And at that point, you need a large Depends diapers.
Oh, man.
Yes.
And guess what? I never got sent to the office after that. I saw
That's
this
right.
man get paddled, and neither did he either.
Because there was consequence.
Love.
Friends, 1-877-807-9977. Going to come back talking about scenario 1967 to 2013. It's on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. Check it out. Be right back.
This is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977, talking about scenarios, comparing 1967 to 2013, and here we are. Look at the contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Big contrast.
Big time.
I'm even thinking of that contrast that when I was in grade school, it was in the 80s, so that was happening. They were still disciplining. Of course, it was through the parents' consent and permission. Teachers weren't just, like, whooping people.
Yeah, and now they use these leftist whacks that say, oh, you're beating your child. No, wait a second. He who withholds the rod hates his son. Mm-hmm. Stupid.
Yep.
I mean, for a better way of saying it, right?
Yeah.
Well, who does that work for? That works for the drug industry.
That's right.
Yeah.
You look at the bureaucracy, and why do people want bureaucracies? Because private enterprise is behind the bureaucracy, steering this along. I'm thinking about Social Security, just an example. You said that student goes to school, he's got a behavior problem. I had a behavior problem in school. When I got in trouble, that was supposed to teach me the lesson.
No offense, Jake, but I still think you do.
There is behavior
trouble.
I've got issues. I've got issues. But when I saw that paddle, all of a sudden, fear came in to not do wrong, but to maintain and do right.
Moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound. Yep. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That's like when you're driving on the highway and you're getting onto the highway. Everybody's going 75 miles an hour, and they see the cop pulling over onto the highway. They see him, kind of intertwine himself into one of the lanes, and all of a sudden, everybody puts the brakes on. Moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound. What do? They slow down, hypocrites though they are.
Yep.
Right? Christians put on the cruise control. It's called grace.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's where we sit, and that's where we're at liberty. Because then when the cop gets on, you're saying, hey, there's a police officer. Glad he's here. This particular student that they put on Ritalin because he's got behavioral problems.
Yeah.
And then we
ADD falls to the parent, not the kid.
But look at the benefit then that the bureaucracy hands over. Oh, well, you can get on disability. You can get on disability, Social Security or something like that. Wait a minute. That was unconstitutional. The government can't give out dole because of
dependency, Jake. That's what they're creating. Yes.
So then the system becomes dependent on itself. It's like a snowball that continues to grow and grow and grow. So the people say, I'm going to be responsible. I don't want this infringement upon my liberties, period.
Let's go back to 1967. Contrasting it with 2013, Billy breaks a window in his neighbor's car and his dad gives him a whipping with his belt. Billy is more careful next time, 1967. He grows up normal, goes to college, and becomes a successful businessman. 2013, though, Billy's dad is arrested for child abuse. Billy is removed to foster care and joins a gang. The state psychologist is told by Billy's sister that she remembers being abused herself, and their dad goes to prison. Billy's mom has an affair with the psychologist. Don't tell me it's too far out there, folks. It really isn't. I asked my cousin not too long ago, back in the 70s, did you hear of any of this stuff? He said, not at all. None of it. It's a change of government.
I'd say even in the 80s, I recall, and I wasn't from a dysfunctional
family. Yeah, it could be.
Family.
Could have been.
Well, in the 80s, it was definitely there.
Well, he graduated in 76, so I wanted to ask him. He said, no. You used to drive your truck all the time with your shotgun in the back of your window.
I remember.
And you still should. And if you're doing it today, praise God. More power to you.
Yep. My uncle's the same thing, and that was in the 80s.
Yeah. Let's go to scenario 5. Mark gets a headache and takes some aspirin to school. 1967, Mark shares his aspirin with the principal out on the smoking dock. 2013, in contrast, the police are called and Mark is expelled from school for drug violations. His car is then searched for drugs and weapons.
Don't forget the weapons.
Who brings those drugs to America? That's another topic, isn't it? You know, you wouldn't have a drug war, which is created anyways, friends. You wouldn't have a drug war if the American people, you wouldn't have an immigration problem in this country if you weren't buying the drugs to those that do. But who's selling those drugs? You might want to look into the FBI, friends, the CIA, other organizations, man, because they got some dirty, dirty laundry. They really do. Let's go to scenario 6. Pedro fails high school English. 1967, Pedro goes to summer school, passes English, and goes to college.
Good for him.
2013, Pedro's cause is taken up by the state. Newspaper articles appear nationally explaining that teaching English as a requirement for graduation is racist. The American Civil Liberties Union, the communist organization, said Roger Baldwin, files class action lawsuit against the state school system. And Pedro's English teacher, English is then banned from core curriculum. Pedro is given his diploma anyways, but ends up mowing lawns for a living because he cannot speak English. True that.
Look at that. Look who suffers right there. Pedro did.
The state gains and the people suffer. Scenario 7. John takes apart leftover firecrackers from the 4th of July, puts them in a model airplane paint bottle, and blows up a red ant bed. I've done that before. I'm guilty of that. Yes.
You criminal.
1967, the ants die. Dun, 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 dun. But, 2013, ATF, Homeland Security, and the FBI are called in. Johnny is charged with domestic terrorism. The FBI investigates his parents, and all siblings are removed from their home, and all computers are confiscated. Johnny's dad is placed on a terror watch list and is never allowed to fly again. Wow. If people would have only have studied history.
It's all there.
Scenario 8. By the way, let me go back to the ant bed. PETA is called in to create a memorial for the ants.
Yeah. It's a travesty. And then Cass Sunstein, isn't that who it is? Get some an attorney.
That's good.
We're going to get some.
That's right.
We're going to get some ant attorneys.
Yes.
And don't think that attorneys won't step up to the plate for their cause.
You're not joking.
No,
friends, Jake is not joking. Cass Sunstein, one of the illegal czars that used to be there, he is a piece of work. These folks, these environmentalists, folks, you better watch out. Because they are not thinkers like me and you think. They are reprobate. They care more about Mother Earth than they do human beings.
Yep. And the proof in it is you never hear one of them stand up for children's rights in the womb.
Nope.
Ever once.
Scenario 8. Johnny falls while running down the hill during recess and scrapes his knee. He is found crying by his teacher, Mary. Mary hugs him to comfort him. 1967, in a short time, Johnny feels better and goes on playing. But 2013, Mary is accused of being a sexual predator and loses her job. She faces 3 years in state prison, and Johnny undergoes 5 years of therapy, paid for by the state.
So is the prison sentence.
Everybody's complaining about what they're paying for, aren't they?
Yeah.
Who paid for that therapy? You did, friends. Who pays for the bureaucracy? You do, friends. They create the problem, you pay the bills. Let me go to Jeremiah 6:10. I want you to hear this in context. To whom shall I speak, says the Lord, in giving warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised. They don't hear the Spirit of God, and they cannot listen, he said. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord, said Jeremiah. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband and the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others with their fields and their wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. From the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people, saying slightly, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they have committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God. Listen to what I say. Stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But the people said, we will not walk therein. That's why you have scenarios and such a huge contrast between then and now. Because the American people will not listen to the Lord. And folks, I am humored by the responses at times that I get from people. I really honestly am. God, this. Listen, really the responses come to this. Some people just no sooner want to come to God than a robber does to a cop. And that's really what it comes down to. They try to find excuses as to why they shouldn't follow the ways of right and righteousness. They just do.
That's like our justice system. What it produces today, criminals are in jail still demanding their rights after
yes.
they've been duly convicted of their
yes.
crimes. They want attorneys.
Murderers. They rapists.
They want public defendants to pay for it. They want to appeal. And I'm not saying in some situations there's an exception to every rule, but that's the mentality that criminals now have more rights. You know, you got these Islamic guys that are in jail for murder, and they're saying, we want our halal meals.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
And this is a matter of freedom of religion?
Well, just think, though, Jake. Now you have an administration actually, listen carefully, friends, releasing thousands of illegal aliens on the streets of America.
Yeah.
That's an impeachable offense.
Yep, don't prosecute.
I didn't see the uproar today about that.
Don't prosecute.
I didn't see the impeachment.
See the crimes.
Yeah, we see the crimes, yep. And guess what, America? You'll become subject to them crimes because you allowed a criminal to release them in the first place.
Yep.
Yep. We're going to come right back and we're going to talk about Grandma Rocks. Folks, tell the truth, shame the devil. If you love the truth, you love the message. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, warned that what would happen if the Bible were ever removed from the schools. We were just talking about high school in 1967 in contrast to 2013. Again, here were our prophetic warning signs.
Right.
In contemplating the political institution of the United States, I lament, said Benjamin Rush, that if we remove the Bible from schools, we waste so much time and money in punishing crimes and take so little pains to prevent them. For this divine book, above all others, favors that equality among mankind, that respect for just laws and those sober and fragile virtues which constitute the soul of our government. You know, I had a guy say
soul.
To me, yeah, I had a guy text me today, and he said, you know what, I don't know why you guys just, you guys, this magic, and he was referring to God. And he was talking why, you know, it's just a means of control. You just want to control other people. And I emailed him back and I said, well, tell me that next time someone wants to take your life, who are the first people that you want to call?
Mm-hmm.
Those that control criminals, right?
Yep.
So government's a good thing, you anarchist, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So good, godly law is good. It's good for all of us, right? Speaker of the House, Robert Winthrop, said men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. Of course, Grandma rocks. One evening, a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events. The grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the shootings at schools and the computer age and, well, just things in general. The grandma replied, well, let me think a minute. I was born before television, penicillin, polio shots, frozen foods, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbee, and the pill. There was no radar, credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. Man had not invented pantyhose, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers, and the clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air, and man hadn't yet walked on the moon, if you believe he did. Or if you don't believe he did. Your grandfather and I, what's that?
I was just going to say, at least at that particular time, he didn't say that he had did.
Yeah. Your grandfather and I got married first and then lived together. Every family had a father and a mother until I was 25. I called every man older than I sir. We were before gay rights, computer dating, dual careers, daycare centers, group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, good judgment, and common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong and to stand up and take responsibility for our actions. Serving your country was a privilege. Living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food was what people ate during Lent. Having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started. Time sharing meant the time spent family together in the evenings and weekends, not purchasing condominiums. We never heard of FM radios, and I don't ever remember any kid blowing his brains out listening to Tommy Dorsey. If you saw anything with Made in Japan on it, it was junk. The term making out referred to how you did on your school exam. Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were unheard of. We had 5 and 10 cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and a Pepsi were all a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and two postcards. You could buy a new Chevy Coupe for $600, but who could afford one? Too bad, because gas was 11 cents a gallon. In my days, grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, pot was something your mother cooked, and in rock music was your grandmother's lullaby. Aides were helpers in the principal's office. Chip meant a piece of wood. Hardware was found in a hardware store. Software wasn't even a word. We were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed a husband to have a baby. No wonder why they called us old and confused and say there's a generation gap. How old do you think this woman is, friends? She is merely 68 years old. So it's not too far gone.
It's not.
It really isn't.
Which means it doesn't require a whole lot of effort on our end to restore what we had before. What it would take more, I think more in this case, what it takes in America is more self-denial. It's not even necessarily doing more. It's denying yourself of that which is consuming your time, which is keeping your eye off the ball, that brings us to these scenarios.
Well, should we jump over? It's simple. Go back to the old past, friends. The two pillars, as George Washington rightly proclaimed. Religion and morality, under the umbrella of Christianity, friends.
You know what? George Washington actually said this. He said, "No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States." You know what Grandma's talking about? She's talking about that invisible hand of God.
Well, Grandma rocks.
That everybody knew and adored in society.
But it's just magic, man. You can't see him. I know you can't see the breath that you breathe neither.
Yep.
He's a little common sense, dog. You're the creation. He's the creator.
To continue on with his quote, he said, "We ought to be no less persuaded that the propitious smiles of heaven, the favorable smiles of heaven, can never be expected on a nation which disregards the eternal rules of order and the right which heaven itself has ordained through his Bible."
Right. Trump topics. Yeah. As I've been talking about, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and not lose his own soul? Let's jump topics real quick. We've heard this before. Adversity has slain her thousands, but prosperity her tens of thousands. "What is the value of that estate?" said a gentleman to another as they passed a fine mansion surrounded by fair and fertile fields. "I don't know what it's valued at. I know what it cost its last possessor." "How much?" "His soul." See, this is the American dream. This is the ideology that the American people have taken on. Riches more than preservation. Right. An English clergyman was called to the deathbed of a wealthy parishioner. Kneeling beside the dying man, the pastor asked him to take his hand as he prayed for his upholding in that solemn hour because he was dying. But he declined to give it. After the end had come and they turned down the coverlet, the rigid hands were found holding the safe key in their death grip, heart in hand to the last, clinging to his possessions, but he could not take them with him. Paul said, speaking about prevention is better than cure, don't even go into that room. Don't even allow those thoughts to inundate you, friends. Paul said, it's sure that we came into the world with nothing, and it's sure that we're going to go out with nothing. You do not see a luggage rack on top of a hearse.
That's right.
Friends, Well, Bradley, you just don't understand. No, I understand. I really do. But let's go to the rich. Remember what I said at the beginning of the show? These rich people are so poor that that's all they have is money. Kurt Cobain from the band Nirvana, Junk Rock, couldn't stand them. They got big. Cobain spoke of the great empty hole he felt that he had opened inside, turning him into a miserable, self-destructive death rocker. Yeah, why? Because he rejected the light. Madonna said, I'm a very tormented person. I have a lot of demons I'm wrestling with, but I want to be happy. I want to sow bad seeds, but I want a good harvest, she says. Elvis Presley was asked about riches. He said, when if asked if he was happy with all the riches and fame, he said, no, I'm lonely as H-E double hockey sticks. By the way, nobody rebuked the covetous more than Christ did. But yet again, the American people think it's apple pie and Chevrolet. House with a white house with a picket fence.
You know what something is? The more that we've set our sights on wealth and riches in this country, as people do right now, materialism.
The more people tolerate corruption.
Well, the more people tolerate corruption, exactly, yes. Right. But the less they get the wealth and riches.
Yeah.
I mean, if I think back in the 60s, this country was not in this type of debt. We were not having fiscal crises the way that we have them right now. But we set our sights on those things, and guess what? We get poorer and poorer and poorer. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, God said, and his righteousness.
And then
all these things will be added unto you.
Yeah.
They're not your primary focus. To please God is your primary focus. He always looks out.
Yeah.
The children of Israel never even had to buy new shoes in the wilderness.
The Lord put that question to them. That's exactly right. Henry Ward Beecher said this, he is rich or poor according to what he is, not according to what he has. Let's go on here. Just brought up what Elvis Presley said. He says, no, I'm lonely as H-E double hockey sticks. What about John Jacob Astor, 1763 to 1848? He was an American fur company tycoon who left his children with $20 million at his death in 1848. He said, I am the most miserable man on earth. What about Jim Carrey? This is one of my favorites. I hope everybody could get rich and famous and will have everything they ever dreamed of so they will know that it's not the answer. Jesus already gave us the answer. He always does. What is it for a man to gain the whole world yet lose his own soul? It's easier for a camel to enter in the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the gates of heaven. I hope everybody could get rich and famous and will have everything they ever dreamed of so they will know that that is not the answer. Wow! How many of you listening to me right now are chasing money? You're chasing money. It's true what Jake said. It's in Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. When you seek God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, God adds to your life what he feels fit and sees fit to drop on you, not what you feel or see fit to have in your life. It's interesting how many times you see people get what they want from God and they turn away from God. And it's a curse, not a blessing.
That's a great one. We've done it before in shows where you talk about these people that have won the lottery. They went from rags to riches instantaneously.
Overnight,
And what happens? Their lives are threatened by their spouses. Some of them are literally even killed by family members to get this wealth. A lot of them end up filing for bankruptcy again after they've spent their wealth. I know of one personally that won a Powerball here in Minnesota, like $100,000. Within 2 years, filed bankruptcy.
Yeah, sure.
There's no, because he had a job.
Easy riches.
That's right. Yeah. Comes easy, you spend it easy. And folks, that's exactly where the enemy comes in through the door. If you don't have to pay a price for it, that's why liberty hasn't had a price paid for it is not really liberty and it's not to be valued. And men don't value it.
Well, that's right. That's communism.
That's right.
They
want to
steal from those that pay the price.
That's right.
That's exactly what they want. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to come back. Eddie Murphy, Mel Gibson, and we'll talk about a little bit, the topic a little bit more after we get back from here. Keep in mind, they are so poor that that's all they have is money. Friends, Jesus said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We appreciate the text. I literally had probably, I bet I've had 15 responses.
People are listening.
Well, amen. I'm glad for that.
You know, there is this thing called a phone, and I think it was Alexander Graham Bell. He came up with the idea. And you push some numbers.
We've been talking about adversity has slain her thousands, but her prosperity tens of thousands. Jesus said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose its own soul? I know I kind of crammed that in there today, friends, but I thought it was that important. People need to put things into perspective. So
Thomas Jefferson gave a statement and a quote, and it's actually written in stone.
Are you still talking about this, or are you going to go off in left field?
Well, no, I was going to tie this into what you were just talking about.
Okay.
He said, "Can the
because if we're going to end that and you're going to jump on, okay, I will. I'm going to give you these two quotes, and I'm going to get out of here. Okay, I'll give it to you.
I don't want you
to leave.
I'll do
my. Well, I'm not going
to
leave.
I wasn't saying that. I just wanted to say something.
I'll do my best. All right. The Lord commonly gives riches to foolish people, to whom He gives nothing else. And I'll tell you what, they act accordingly, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do.
Oh, I mean,
yeah.
You know,
folks,
I'm the guy with money here. And
folks,
how
deep do we go with that? Because I really do like sharing with people what goes on here. It is absolutely amazing.
I think we need to. We got to go on this one.
Okay, I'll follow your lead.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking about the fact of we're a nonprofit organization. We get donations.
Yeah.
And it just humors me when donors come in who are wealthy, they're successful in their companies.
And they know it.
And they do. That's right.
Yep.
And they get to go on their little trips to this and that, and they get to wear their nice designer clothes.
18 times, 20 times a year.
Spray on that pretty foo-foo perfume, which is actually made out of, I think, octopus puke. Isn't that what perfume is made out of?
That's true.
And yeah, so
They get to do that, though.
That's true.
That is a truth.
Again, Jay,
that is a truth.
I want people, so when they hear this stuff, we're not kidding.
No, it's
this is true stuff. Yeah.
Look it up.
Octopus puke.
Google it.
Yes.
So they get to do all
these
wonderful
things. Oh, honey, you smell great today. Oh, yeah, that's my new octopus puke.
Yeah, I just got some fresh stuff.
Yes.
I got the octopus squid in the aquarium.
Yeah, let's go see what, well, let's try pig puke or, you know, cow puke or something like that and see what that works out.
And I eat fish eggs, caviar. It's
yeah, I almost got caught up in whales because whale fat is used for oil. Lamp oil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
so
right.
It's just really.
Everything
wow.
comes from something. But these
it
rich
totally
people
does, yes.
think,
yeah.
well, you need money. You're a nonprofit.
Yeah.
So I got a few things I'd like to share with
yeah,
you.
I don't agree with this, man.
Before I write that check, you know.
You know, I
certain things.
I
that,
like football, man. And you really hit the abortion issue real hard. And
yeah.
I don't know if I can support something like that.
And, you know, I like to go to Cabela's and spend like 10 grand a whack.
Bradley,
but
hair
before
is...
I give you $100, I've got to go to Cabela's right now because I'm going on an elk hunting trip
yeah,
that I spent $7,000 and then 20
yeah.
grand for my gear and then another $5 for the rental of the chalet and then another $10 because I got to buy a new ATV and then I got to trailer it out, which is going to cost about $5 more. How much did you say you needed to reach kids and to maybe actually stop a young girl from having an
abortion? Do you hear that? There's some change on the floor for you.
Here's $100 here.
You know, we already know that less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church go to the kids.
Yep.
Yeah, you heard me right. And when we ask for support, friends, we really do mean let's engage. Give us firepower. We can get the job done because we are in Jesus' name.
It's common sense. You put gas in a car so you can go places. You put donation dollars into this ministry so we can accomplish our mission, which is your mission and our mission together.
Which doesn't mean the anointing's for sale. And
that's
what
right.
Jake was saying, folks, we've heard it 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what? You can take you and your money,
yeah.
and you can don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split
that's
you.
Right. You go run your company. You go run your company because you don't realize without religious liberty and
you
without
no
Christianity in this country,
yes.
you ain't going to exist. You think Obama's going to step back and say, well, I hate Christianity, but I love business owners. Oh, wait, that's not what he's saying. He's plundering you on a daily basis, and
yeah.
you're going elk hunting, spending thousands
yep.
of dollars, and you're going to send us a check. Get this.
They
what
must,
they
because
this
they is, have money, Jake, they must live in a different part of the country,
yes.
I guess.
Different,
yeah.
different circumstances
yeah.
attain to different circumstances. This is what they say. I'll have my secretary send you a check. This is how pathetic it is. Yes, they're going to give us $100, though they go on a $17,000 hunting trip.
Oh, it just went up $10,000, though.
Oh, jeez.
He said seven.
20, 27.
It doesn't matter.
It's
the
insane.
Sky is the limit.
Yeah, let's set a value, because
yes.
I'm not good at remembering values.
Yes.
But they're going to send us $100. I do remember that. And they're going to send it to us. It's going to be here on Monday. Monday comes, it's not there. So you call them and say, hey, you know, you were going to send that, and... You know, it's not
we really
good.
Depend upon the support.
Oh, you know, really sorry. It really slipped my mind. I was getting my
hunting
license. But
you know what? Can I talk to the other guy? Because I got to tell him, I got some critique, and
yeah.
I need to, you know, I kind of need to shape you guys up a little. There's some things that you need to learn.
I'll send it tomorrow.
What did the Constitution say? Oh, that doesn't matter. Yeah, none of that stuff matters.
No.
What is he going for now? He's going for your guns and for all the, yeah, all that other stuff. Oh, yeah, but Bradley, come on. It doesn't matter. I'm on vacation. It's never going to happen anyway.
I'm going to shoot that elk.
I'm going to get the elk.
Yes.
Yeah, and
elk
we're
gonna
just,
going
to just to make sure that you get the elk mm-hmm. because you have so much money, that guy's going to put it in the pen.
That's
so
right.
you cannot miss that elk.
That's true.
There's going to be a fence around him, and you're going to take a ladder,
yep.
put over the top of it. You're going to aim down, and you're going to shoot
gonna
it.
Get him!
Because that guy is going to kiss up to you like nobody's
right.
business. Let me tell you something, friends.
And then after you,
it's not going to happen here.
After you shoot that elk, then you can go to a guy. He's called a taxidermist. He'll stuff that elk for you. You can put it in one of your spare bedrooms.
I know what you do, Jake. We can just get off the things that really matter, like you know, like all these big wiggers out there that
yeah.
are talking about absolutely nothing.
Here we go,
those
elk.
That are painting
yes.
the American people in a corner
mm-hmm.
and surrendering their rights at every turn.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the guys I want to support because
How?
They act and they look just like me.
I think we should start a ministry, and it's going to be called Elk Hunting for Jesus, and then, finally, they'll actually come with their donation.
Listen, there is nothing wrong with men possessing riches. Not at all. The wrong comes when riches possess the men. Let me say it again. There's nothing wrong with the men possessing riches. The wrong comes when riches possess men. That's all we're saying.
That's a deep one.
Oh, you know, I just don't like this, and I don't like that, and I don't like this. And you know that lady that...
Yes.
wrote to you earlier, man. That was
yep.
really cool. She was taking responsibility. She blamed the grand old party,
she
didn't
sure did.
She?
And she blamed herself as a part of it. She
but
said,
that's how things change right there. That's the right procedure.
I'm going to finish
process.
Reading that. She said, I think even worse, we didn't teach values to our children.
You think?
And God left our homes, schools, and I dare say some pulpits. We gather into groups, clubs, parties, each alone with its own values.
ununited as a nation. What a blessing to have. And then she goes dot, 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 dot. What a blessing to have a strong foundation of Christianity under our country. See, now she's coming back to the truth of the matter.
Yeah.
And then she says, prayer determination by multitudes can accomplish most anything when rooted in faith. Makeup test in stewardship begins now. Because at the beginning, she acknowledged her failure of stewardship throughout the second.
Amen. Now, those are people that we can work with.
Amen.
Because we all went down that road.
That's right.
Nobody's better than any
other. Repentance. And it's also redemption.
And it shall come. By the way, God didn't leave. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And you shall be plucked off the land whither you go to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter the people among the people from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods which neither thou nor thy father have known, even wood and stone. God didn't go anywhere.
That's right.
You're just seeing the back end now, friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he's still responding to those that call upon him
in
the name of Jesus Christ.
You got that right.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, that's what the response is, folks. Every time you do donate, you that are partners out there, we're bringing back the fruit. Every time.
And we appreciate the people that
Big
have,
time.
Because you really do know our hearts.
Yep.
Our doors are wide open if you'd like to come into Minnesota and go through the offices.
Yep.
We would love to. The studio, everything we are and what we do, it's an open book, friends, and it's open to you.
I was going to bring that up, too. This two nights ago, we did a Constitution course here in Annandale.
That's good.
And we had people from all over Skyping into the office. We had people coming here that had never toured the office yet and had taken the class.
Oh!
We got a comment back from one.
I didn't know it was this nice. We're responsible stewards.
Right. Stewards. Stewardship. Yeah. And we want to show you that stewardship. Our doors are open, and they're open to the Constitution course. We speak about it on the radio. Now let's take another step deeper. And this was the comment that was given from Thursday. You're a wealth of information. I'm so glad I recorded the audio.
That's right. A good name is rather to be chosen than riches. That's you, Jake. A good name is rather to be riches.
I love McCall.
I'm sorry. A good name is rather to be chosen than riches. Yes.
Good name is
that's
good.
That's you.
Sustaining.
That's you. Because riches are not an end of life, but an instrument of life.
Nancy, I'm sorry. I didn't get to finish your comment.
Well, I'm trying to. Jakey, sometimes you drop the ball, and I'm just trying to throw it back up in the air. Go ahead. Go.
I'm giving Nancy's comment.
Go.
It says, I recorded the audio so I can listen again and let it all sink in, the Constitution.
Yes.
Great job. I look forward to the next class. Everything we do with your resources, folks, is to bring it to the next level. Nancy, you are so awesome. You're the reason that we do this. All of you listening, you're the reason that we do this. If any of you ever want to come to the office, as Bradley said, we encourage it. If you want to join the Constitution course, we encourage it. You listen to the radio broadcast, we encourage it. I had Vicki Wood on Facebook not too long ago. She said, thank you, now I have it for good. What's that? The Listen Live link. She can listen to it 24 hours a day. We have an app for our phones now.
It's very cool.
Keep you in touch. And easy
24/7.
Easy for you to take every column that Bradley does. There's a video. You forward that to your friends. You become evangelists on your own. This is how fire spreads, folks.
Amen. Riches don't make a man rich. They only make him busier.
Oh.
Christopher Columbus said that.
That is truth. That's
the truth. Well, you got Bradley and Jake.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com
if you'd like to be my friend. You probably don't want to be my friend after today. Bradley, you've been really harsh on us today. No, it's because I love you. With truth. And in truth. 1 John 3:18. Love you by what I do. Pay attention to the fruit on the tree. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You know, if you just want me to shut up next time, why don't you just ask me, Jake?
I would never ask that.
Really?
No.
Thank you for all the emails.
If it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be a me.
Yeah. Silence is destroying America.
That's for sure.
It is.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.